不晓得我们弟兄姐妹是不是还记得？
I'm not sure if all the brothers and sisters still remember.
几年前在这个收音机里头的基督教电台有一个牧师曾经预言这个世界末日要来。
That just a few years ago, on one of the U.S. radio stations, on a Christian radio station, there was a pastor who prophesied that the end of the world is coming.
虽然圣经明明记载说那个日子、那个时辰没有人知道。
Even though the Bible records clearly that no one knows when that time is.
但是这个牧师却信誓旦旦地肯定说一定那一天耶稣要来，
But、
世界要末日。
This pastor spoke very confidently, saying that on this specific day, the end of the world is coming.
所以很多人相信的人纷纷把财产卖掉捐献给他那个电台的教会。
So a lot of people believed him and hurriedly sold all their possessions and donated their proceeds to that radio station.
那有一些相信他的人是开餐馆的免费让人家吃。
And there were some people who believed in him who owned restaurants, so they opened up their restaurants didn't charge anyone who came to come eat.
有些学生甚至也不再去上学了。
And there were some students who just stopped going to school.
为什么？
Why did they do this?
世界要末日了。
Because the end of the world is coming.
还做这些干什么呢？
If the end of the world is coming, why should we bother doing any of these things?
那后来结果跳票了世界并没有末日。
So of course, later on, they discovered that the end of the world did not come.
记得小弟那一整天都在听他的电台。但是一直放音乐，都没有人出来讲话。
I remember that on that day, I turned my radio specifically to that station, and throughout the entire day, they did not broadcast anything. They just played music.
他那个办公大楼就在奥克兰那边这小弟住的再往北一点听说大门深锁一整天都没有人。
And the office of this radio station was actually in Oakland, just north of where I live. And I heard that they locked up the office and there was no one there for the entire day.
后来他终于出来解释。
And finally, after a while, this pastor came out to explain.
他说他算错了。
And he said that he miscalculated.
不听人家说他并不是第一次预言跳票，他以前就曾经预言过一次。
But I heard from other people, this was not the first time he miscalculated the end of the world. There was previously another time where he said the end of the world was coming and it didn't come.
那一次他也是说他算错了。
And during that time when the end of the world didn't come, he also said he miscalculated.
也许他真的数学不好了。
Maybe he's just really bad at math.
经常算错吧。
That he always make these miscalculations.
所以世界末日没有到。
So that the end of the world did not come.
那不晓得当时相信他做出那些疯狂举动的人，不知道该怎么办了。
And I don't know what happened to those people who acted very crazily, who believed in him.
但这个事情也让小弟是思考另外一件一个相关的问题。
But this event caused me to think of a related question.
如果我们知道，我们知道我们的末日了，就是我们离开这个世界的时候。是什么时候？
If we know when we are going to depart from this world,
虽然我们都晓得每过一天我们活在这个世界上的日子就减少了一天了。
Even though we know that every day we live on this earth means that we are one day closer to our death,
但是因为我们不晓得说什么时候是我们的最后一天。
But because we don't know which day is our last day,
所以我们这样的在过生活。
So we just live life as it is.
处理我们生活上的事情。
And we deal with all the issues of our lives.
追寻我们人生的目标。
And we pursue after our goals in life.
安排我们生活上所有事情的 priority, 轻重缓急等等。
And we make we set all our priorities depending on what we want to do.
那假如我们知道。
But if we knew.
好比说这个身体检查。医生告诉你只剩下多久这样。
Maybe you go have a checkup and your doctor tells you you only have a certain amount of days left.
那小弟想。
And so I was thinking,
一定跟我们不知道的时候，在我们生活上那个轻重缓急的安排，以及我们生活目标的追求，应该会有所不一样。
If we truly did know, which day is our last day, I believe how we set our priorities and how we go about our days will be very different.
当然了，也有人例外哈，那可能就是，就算明天世界末日啊，就算我明天会死掉，我仍然做我的本分啊。当然也有这样的人哦。
And of course, there are certain exceptions. There are people who say that even if tomorrow is the end of the world, or even if tomorrow is my last day, I will still do what I normally do and should do.
但是大部分的人应该会有所不一样。
But for most people, we would probably act differently.
那同样的问题。
So the same question.
刚好相反哦。
It's the opposite.
如果我们知道我们不会死，我们有永远的生命哦，也许我们吃的这长生不老药哦。
If we knew, we will not die. Maybe we found the pill for everlasting life.
我们能够活到永远。
And we can live forever.
那跟我们现在，在生活上的安排priority哦，我们的人生目标的追求，是不是也会有所不一样？
Compared to right now, will we be living a different life, and setting different priorities and pursuing after different goals?
应该也会不一样。
And I'm thinking it will probably be different.
既然我能够活到永远啊。
Because since if I can live forever,
早一点去晚一点去都一样啊。
Whether going to somewhere early or late is the same.
这一班飞机这个错过了没关系，还有下一班，下一班错过了也没关系，反正我永恒，我在怕什么？
If I miss this flight, I'll just catch the next flight. If I miss that flight, I'll just catch the next flight. It doesn't matter to me because I have all the time in the world.
那这个很精彩的这个电影这一场没看到，下一场去排，下一场还没看到，我再下一场排嘛。
And if there's a really exciting movie you wanted to see, and you missed the first showing, you'll just go to the next one. And if you miss that one, you'll just go to the next one.
那个我很喜欢的对象，追不到，没关系啊，反正我有永恒，我怕什么？一定还有更好的嘛。
And if there is someone you really like and you want to pursue after, if you ended up not pursuing them, then you'll say, it's okay, I have eternity, so I'll just go find someone better.
吵架的时候。
And when you fight with someone,
被欺负的时候。
When you're taken advantage of,
没关系，我忍耐，我等着看你。
Maybe you'll just say, it's okay, I'll just be patient and endure, and I'll see what happens to you.
反正我有永恒啊，我一定能够看到你的结局的啦。
Because I can live for eternity, so I will live until a day I see what happens to you.
干嘛？急着跟你争着你死我活干什么呢？
So why should I be so anxious trying to fight with you to the death?
所以小弟在想。
So I was thinking.
这个永生的观念。
The concept of eternal life.
对每一个基督徒来说。
For every Christian.
是不是也会带来全然不同于一般世上的人，他们生活目标的追求，以及对这个周遭人事物的看法。
Does this bring about a different perspective of how we view the world around us and what goals we pursue in life?
那如果会的话。
And if it does affect us,
那我们要怎么才能够得着它？
What should we do to obtain this?
那我们在前几次的这个分享当中，我们用我们因信耶稣基督得着什么来做分享。
And in the earlier sessions, we used the topic of through believing in Jesus Christ, what have I gained for mutual encouragement?
我们分享到得到赦罪，得到称义，得到成圣。
And we shared how through believing in Jesus Christ, we receive the forgiveness of sins, we receive justification, and we receive sanctification.
那我们晚上我们再来想一想我们因信耶稣基督得着永生。
So tonight, let's think about through believing in Jesus, we receive eternal life.
我们来看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书六章的二十三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
六章二十三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
二十三节，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣里乃是永生。
Verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
哦，这里很清楚的告诉我们。
This tells us very clearly.
哦，罪的工价是死。
The wages of sin is death.
哦，因信耶稣罪得赦免。
If we believe in Jesus, we receive the forgiveness of our sins.
罪被吞灭了。
Then our sin is swallowed up.
哦，当然，死就消失了。
And that means death has vanished.
哦，那取而代之的就是不会死嘛。
And what replaces death is not dying.
我们晓得死亡终结了人所有的盼望。
We know that death ends all hope for all men.
哦，在这个创世纪那边。
In Genesis.
哦，创世纪的第五章那里呀、啊，有哦这个始祖的一个哈、哦、一个排行榜哦。
In Genesis chapter 5, we see the genealogy of our ancestors.
哦，那是那边的始祖啊，啊、哦、都很长寿。
And we see that it's a ranking of all our ancestors and how long they lived.
哦，都活到几百岁。
And they all lived hundreds of years old.
哦，但是最后哦，描述他们哦这些始祖的最后总是那一句话。
But we see that the final description of every ancestor is the same.
就死了。
That they died.
哦，无论你活多久。
No matter how long you live.
哦，结局就是就死了。
Your conclusion always will be.He died.
哦，死亡结束了哦，那些人的一生。
Death concluded the life of all these people.
哦，无论是多么的啊、哦，他的一生多么的辉煌哦，多么的美好。
No matter how glorious or how good his life was.
哦，也都是结束了。
The life still ended.
哦，所以死亡啊、哦，让人一切的盼望，哦，一切的美好无法延续下来。
So death causes all our hope and all our good to not be able to continue.
哦，所以人非得在哦还没有死之前哦来得着什么，来追寻什么。
That's why mankind has to try to pursue after something and obtain something before they die.
哦，所以在他们的人生的目标里头。
So that in their goals of life.
哦，在他们生活当中哦的排序上面。
So that in their everyday living,
哦，一定是啊，哦，朝着他所要的，朝着他的目标，朝着他觉得重要的事情，哦，在安排。
They always arrange their life so that they can obtain what they want.
为什么？
Why do they do this?
因为死亡会结束一切。
Because death will end everything.
所以要赶在死亡之前达到他所想要的目标。
So that they will have to try to achieve their goal before they die.
哦，这个是我们从哦创世纪那始祖的哦这个结局我们可以得着。
And this is something we can learn from the conclusion of all the ancestors listed in Genesis.
哦，那我们在谈这个罪的时候也谈到死。
And when we talk about sin, we also talk about death.
哦，那也谈到说啊，哦因为怕死。所以人哦会成为魔鬼的奴仆。
And we also talk about because we are afraid of death, we become the slaves of the devil.
哦，在希伯来书的二章十五节那边就是这样写。
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 12 it writes this, or verse 15 it writes this.
十五节说，并要释放那一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Hebrews 2:15 says, "And release those who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage."
哦，这里谈到的是耶稣基督亲自成了血肉之体，跟我们一样，哦，要来败坏哦那个掌死权的魔鬼。
This passage is talking about how Lord Jesus partook of the flesh and blood, so he's just like us, so that he can destroy the power of death, and that is the devil.
让那些相信他的人。能够与他一起复活
，so that those who believe him can be resurrected with him，
哦，而得着了哦，从死亡当中得着释放
，and be freed through death，
哦，不再因为怕死而成为魔鬼辖制的奴仆
，and they are no longer under the bondage of the devil because they are afraid of death。
哦，换句话说，哦，人可以活出神当时，哦。当人可以活出啊，当日神造人的时候，那种尊严跟喜乐来。
And that means that man can finally live with the dignity and joy that God had originally created man with.
哦，活出 神造人的时候所赋予人的自由。
So that man can finally live with the freedom that God created man originally with.
所以如果我们知道我们因信耶稣基督，我们就能够得着永生。
So we know that by believing in Jesus Christ, we can gain eternal life.
相信我们在我们一生里头，我们的生命、生活目标的追求一定会有所不同。
I believe that in our life, in setting our priorities and our goals in life, we will be very different.
但也许我们会说，真的我们会得永生吗？
But maybe we'll ask, will we really gain eternal life?
圣经里头那些古圣徒也好，先知也好，现在也都 不在了。
When we look at the saints or the prophets of the Bible, all of them are gone now.
不要说太久，就说新约吧。
We don't have to go too far back. We can just look at the New Testament.
新约的尸体反被犹太人用石头打死。
Stephen of the New Testament was stoned to death by the Jews.
雅各被这个叙利王用刀杀了。
James was killed by the sword by King Herod.
12个使徒也一个一个为主殉道了。
And the 12 apostles, one by one, were martyred for the Lord.
我们信主的人，一代一代也都过去了。
And for those of us who believe in the Lord, generation after generation has passed.
我们不久之前也才参加主内灵包的告别丧礼。
Not long before, we had just attended some memorial and funeral services for fellow believers.
传道，你怎么说信主的人不会死呢？
Pastor, how can you say that those who believe in the Lord will not die?
信主的人会不会死？
Will those who believe in the Lord die?
在世人来看，死是一切的结束。
From our point of view, death is the end of all.
但是从圣经我们看到提到圣徒的死，常常是用睡这个字。
But when we look in the Bible, whenever it talks about the death of saints, it often uses the term they fell asleep.
使徒行传七章那边
In Acts chapter 7,
七章的59节60节。
In verses 59 and 60,
谈到尸体王为主殉道。
It talks about how Stephen was martyred for the Lord.
他们正用石头打的时候，尸体王呼吁主说求主耶稣接收我的灵魂，又跪下大声喊着说：“主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。”说了这话就睡了。扫罗也喜悦他被害。
In verses 59 and 60, it says, "And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.'" 60. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
在这里我们看到尸体房是睡了。
Here we see that Stephen fell asleep.
而不是说他死了。
It didn't say that he died.
那哥林多前书的十一章这个每次办圣餐的时候都会读的。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we would always read this passage during the sacrament of Holy Communion.
26节到32节那里。
In verses 26 to 32,
说你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪。因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，睡的也不少。我们若是先自己分辨，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。我们和合本我们把它翻成是死的也不少。那其实在原文上是睡的也不少。
If you're looking at the Chinese Union Version, verse 30 says, many have died. But if you look at the original text, it says, many sleep.
那哥林多前书的五章，前书的十五章。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
三到八节那边也说。
In verses 3 to 8, it also says this.
我当日所领受的又传给你们。第一个就是基督照着圣经说为我们的罪死，并且埋葬，又照圣经说第三日天复活，并且显现给基法看，后显现给十二使徒看，后来又一时显现给五百多位弟兄看。 啊，其中一大半到如今还在，啊，却也有已经碎了的，啊，以后显给雅各看。我们读到这边，啊，这里也是谈到说睡了。
In this passage, we also see, Paul says some have fallen asleep.
哦，那啊，在十七节到二十二节那里。
And in verses 17 to 22,
哦，那边谈到基督的复活。
It talks about the resurrection of Christ.
哦，也是这样说的。
It also says the same.
哦，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们的罪，哦，你们仍在罪里。就是在基督里睡了的人也要灭亡，哦，所以这里也谈到在基督里睡了的人。
So here it also talks about those who have fallen asleep in Christ.
哦，那啊，在谈到复活的时候。
So when it talks about resurrection.
哦，在啊五十一节、五十二节那里。
In verses 51 and 52.
哦，说我如今把一件奥秘事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉。乃是都要改变，啊，在一刹那眨眼之间，啊，号筒末次吹响的时候，哦，因号筒要响，使人要复活，成为不朽坏，我们也要改变。哦，这里也是谈到，哦，睡的。
Here Paul also says, fall asleep.
哦，那在保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章那边也说。
And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul also says the same.
十三到十七节那里。
In verses 13 to 17.
我说论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死了又复活，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们，哦，与耶稣一同带来。哦，所以在这里我们也看到，哦，保罗谈到，啊，末后复活的时候，主再来的时候，也是谈到睡了。
So here again we see that when Paul was talking about, the Lord coming again, he says those who have fallen asleep or who sleep in Jesus.
哦，所以我们从刚刚那些经文里头，我们得到，哦，清清楚楚，啊。
So from all of these passages we just read, we see very clearly.
哦，基督徒的结局，啊，不是死。
The conclusion of a Christian's life is not death,
而是睡了。
But it is falling asleep.
哦，睡了有再醒过来的时候。
If we fall asleep, we will also wake up again.
哦，当主耶稣再来的时候。
When Lord Jesus comes again.
哦，他们呢，就如同睡的醒过来的人一样。
These people will be like people who have fallen asleep and are woken up again.
哦，所以在世人来看，死是一个非常可怕的事情。
So even though from the point of the world, death is a very terrifying thing.
哦，但对基督徒来说
，But for Christians,
哦，死就好像睡了一样。
Death is just like falling asleep.
哦，这个就是啊，我们因信耶稣基督得着永生的功效。
And this is the effect of believing in Lord Jesus and receiving eternal life.
哦，那既然，哦，我们因信耶稣得着永生。
And since we believe in Jesus and receive eternal life.
哦，如同我们在上一次所讲，因信耶稣，哦，得到圣洁，成为，圣洁，一样，哦，是什么时候成为圣洁的？
And just like what we discussed earlier when we said by believing in Jesus Christ, we receive sanctification and we asked, when are we sanctified?
哦，是在信主受洗，哦，的那一刹那，我们就得着神赐给我们的圣洁。
We are sanctified by God the moment we believe in the Lord and are baptized.
哦，同样的，我们什么时候得着永生呢？
And in the same way, when do we receive eternal life?
哦，是不是要等到说神再来的时候，我们才能知道我们是不是得到永生？
Do we have to wait until God returns again, and then we know if we have eternal life?
哦，但是从圣经的经文，并不是这样。
From the scriptures, we see that that is not the case.
哦，在约翰福音里头记载了很多有关永生的应许。
In the Gospel of John, the promise regarding eternal life is recorded many times.
哦，比如说在三章的十四、十五节那里。
In chapter 3, verses 14 and 15.
哦，那你说摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。哦，那十六节那边呢？
And in verse 16, it also says this.
哎，神爱世人，哦，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。 36节。
In verse 36, it also says it.
信子的人有永生, 不信子的人不得见永生, 神的震怒藏在他身上。 那5章的24节也是。
And in chapter 5, verse 24, the same is also said.
我实实在在地告诉你们, 那听我的话, 又信差我来者的, 就有永生。 6章的40节。
In chapter 6, verse 40.
因为我父的意思是叫一切 见子而信的人得永生, 并且在末日我要叫他复活。 47节。
Verse 47.
我实实在在地告诉你们, 信的人有永生。 所以从这些经文, 我们可以看到, 我们信耶稣就已经得着永生。
So from all of these passages, we can see that when we believe in Jesus Christ, we have eternal, everlasting life.
因为那个导致我们会死的那个罪已经被赦免了。Because
that sin that will cause us to die has been forgiven.
所以换句话说，今天的我们都已经得着永生了。That
means that today, all of us have obtained everlasting life.
将来我们离开这个世界只不过是睡了而已。
So when we depart from this world, we are simply falling asleep.
到主再来的时候,
and when the Lord comes again,
我们都要醒过来,
we will all wake up again.
因为我们是得着永生的人,
because we are people who have received everlasting life.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
既然我们都已经得着永生,
since we have all received everlasting life,
那我们是不是应该活出跟一般世人 没有永生盼望的人完全不一样的生活吗?
Shouldn't we be living a completely different life from those who have not received the hope of everlasting life?
在我们, 所追求的目标,
in the goals we pursue after,
难道还应该跟世上的没有指望的人一模一样吗?
Should we still be the same with those in the world who have no hope?
积极营营地追求今生的好处。
Or we are just competing with one another and trying to gain the benefits of this life.
就像圣经里头，路加福音那边所说的那个无知的财主一样。
Just like the foolish rich man mentioned in the Gospel of Luke.
他在今生，他很懂得经营。
In this life, he knew how to manage his wealth.
他为自己做了很多，安排了很多。
And he made many preparations for himself.
但是可惜的，他却对永恒一无所知。
But unfortunately, he was completely clueless regarding eternal life.
神称他是无知的人。
So God called him foolish.
并不是说他不懂得在今生，在世上的好处追求跟经营。
Not because he did not know how to pursue after the goals in this life and to manage his own affairs in this life.
而是 他并不知道有永生的存在。
But rather, he is foolish because he does not know of the existence of eternal life.
以至于在今生拥有很多，在永生一无所有。
So even though he has a lot in this life, but in the life to come, he has nothing.
在人前很富有，但是在神的面前却不富足。
So he is very wealthy and rich before men, but before God, he is not wealthy and he has nothing.
今天我们已经拥有永生。
So today, we have everlasting life.
所以我们在今生的追求上,
so when we pursue after things in this life,
想必啊, 也应当不同于这个无知的财主。
We should be different from this foolish rich man. Because we have this concept of eternity.
我们不是要争一时啊，我们要争千秋诶。
We are simply not fighting for the things in this temporary time, but we are fighting for things in eternity.
我们不是要求人前的富足，而是要求神前的富有。
We are not trying to seek for wealth that is before men, but we are trying to seek for abundance before God.
有一次, 有, 撒都该人来问耶稣一个问题。
One time there were some Sadducees who came to Lord Jesus to ask him a question.
因为撒都该人他们不相信有永生，他们不相信有复活的事情。
Because Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection and they did not believe in everlasting life.
所以他们问主耶稣说啊，说夫子啊，若有人死了没有孩子，他的兄弟当娶他的妻为哥哥生子立后。
So they asked Lord Jesus, saying, Teacher, if someone was married and they did not have any children, and the husband died, and they remarried with the brother.
这是律法的要求。
This is the requirement of the law.
但是他们就又说了。
And so they continued saying,
从前在我们这里有兄弟七人。第一个娶了太太，死了没有孩子，撇下妻子给兄弟。第二个、第三个，直到第七个都是这样。
So there was a case where there were seven brothers, where the first brother had been married, but he passed away. So the second brother married his wife, and he also passed away. And it continued where all the seven brothers married the same woman.
那后来这个妇人也死了。
So later on, this woman also passed away.
那如果有永生，如果会复活？
And if there is everlasting life, and if people do resurrect,
那请问呢？这七兄弟当中哪一个人是这个？这个妻子她的丈夫
？So they asked Lord Jesus in the everlasting life, which one of these seven brothers will be the husband of this woman?
这七个人都娶过她。
Because all seven have been once married to this woman.
如果有永生，如果会复活
？If there is eternal life and there is a resurrection,
那请问主耶稣啊，你能不能告诉我
？So they asked Lord Jesus, "Can you tell us?"
请问耶稣告诉他。
So Lord Jesus told them,
说当复活的时候，人是不嫁不娶的。
In the resurrection, people are not married nor given in marriage.
像在天上的使者一样。
They will be like the messengers in heaven.
并且告诉这些人呢、啊。
So they told them,
说神在圣经上曾经说啊。我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。神不是死人的神啊，乃是活人的神。
He told them in the scripture, God says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is not the God of the dead.
他们都活在神那边了。
But all of them are alive in God.
所以可见，这些撒都该人，这些问耶稣的人，他们是用今生，的看见，用没有永生的观念在看那个永恒。
So we see that these Sadducees were using their understanding of this life, using this perspective of no eternity and trying to perceive what is eternity.
当然了，这或许是他们要来试探耶稣，要让耶稣出糗，所编造的故事。
And perhaps this was just a story that they made up to try to test Jesus, to try to embarrass Jesus.
但也显示出这些撒都该人对永生一无所知，完全没有这个永恒的观念。
But through their questioning of Jesus, they also revealed that they had no understanding of eternal life and did not know of it.
所以他们才会问这样的问题。
And that is why they asked such a question.
认为说那到底这七个兄弟是不是要大家打一架好，赢得那个得到这个太太
？That's why they thought that in the everlasting life, all seven brothers would have to fight one another, and see who would win the woman as their wife.
如果是这样的话，那真的要拼得你死我活才可以哦。
And if this was truly the case, then there would be a lot of fighting in eternal life.
但永生就不是这样。
But we know that the eternal life is not like this.
所以你我们可以看出有永生观念跟没有永生观念产生的误差，那个差别有多大。
So we see the difference in having an understanding of eternal life and not having an understanding of eternal life.
同样的。
In the same way.
有一次这个主耶稣曾经差遣七十个人出去传福音。
There was one time where Lord Jesus sent 70 people out to preach the gospel.
那这两个两个出去啊，主耶稣把他的权柄给了他们。
And he sent them out two by two, and Lord Jesus gave them his authority.
那当他们这些人呢，做完了工，他们回来了。
And after the 70 came back from doing their work.
在路加福音的十章十七节那里。
In Luke chapter 10 verse 17.
那七十个人欢欢喜喜的回来说，主啊，因你的名就是鬼也服了我们。
The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.
这七十个人很高兴。
So the 70 people were very happy.
因着主的名，做工好有果效。
Because the name of the Lord, whenever they, when they went out to do work, their work was very effective.
我们是耶稣重用的人。
And they felt that they were servants that were heavily used by God.
连鬼都怕我们。
And they were so valued that even the demons were afraid of them.
连鬼也要服我们。
Even the demons are subject to them.
了不起啊。
And they felt so great.
当然在这里一个跟神同工的人能够同享神做工的果效跟喜乐。这个也是对的了。
And of course, from this, we do see that when we work with God, we will be able to enjoy the fruit from working with God, and this is something that is right as well.
我们也不要动不动说该死抢夺神的荣耀苛责他们。
So we shouldn't be so quick and condemn these 70 and say they robbed God of his glory and they should they did the wrong thing.
做工有果效，当然都很高兴啊，这人之常情嘛。
But we know that it's normal for us to be happy if what we do is effective and we see the fruits of our labor.
我觉得自己能够被神使用，当然也很高兴啊。
And we, when we see that God is willing to use us, we are also very happy.
但是主耶稣却告诉他们,
But Lord Jesus told them,
为什么他们会做工有果效的事实?
The truth behind why their work was fruitful.
耶稣说啊，说我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落，好像闪电一样。十九节。
Verse 19.
我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力。断没有什么能害你们。主耶稣告诉他们，为什么你们做工会有果效？为什么鬼会服了你们？
Lord Jesus taught them the reason why they were fruitful in their labor and why the demons were subject to them.
因为你们看到的只不过是今生这个物质的这个视野。
He taught them that what they see are only the superficial things that they see in this life.
那主耶稣看到是那个永恒那个灵界。
But what Lord Jesus sees is eternity, the spiritual realm.
你们之所以在这个今生的物质界工作有果效，是因为神已经在灵界得胜了。
The reason why you were so fruitful in your labor when you worked in this material world, in this life, is because God was already victorious in the spiritual world.
主耶稣已经把权柄给了你们了。
Lord Jesus already gave you authority.
你们拥有属灵的权柄。
So that you have spiritual authority.
当然鬼也服了你们。
So of course, even demons are subject to you.
但是主耶稣又提醒他们。
But then Lord Jesus reminded them.
说不要因为鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
鬼服了你们是今生做工的果效。
For the demons to be subject to you, this is the fruit of your labor in this life.
那个是有时效性的。
And this is for only this moment in time.
是高兴，没有错。
You should be happy, and that is good.
但更高兴的是啊。
But what you should be truly happy about,
你们的名字在天上啊。
Is that your names are written in heaven.
那个是永恒的。
Because that is eternal.
更应当为这个高兴。
So you should be more happy because of this.
所以在这里，主耶稣仿佛也在教导我们。
So Lord Jesus is also teaching us using this passage.
我们在侍奉的这一个看见跟视野里头。
When we serve in this life, serving in the things that we can see with our eyes,
也不要只限在今生或者是某一段时间。
We should not limit ourselves and only see the things of this life or things of a certain time.
为着有果效，为着没果效，为着成功，为着失败，为着软弱，为着有缺点，就唉声叹气，或者是狂欢作乐。
to either rejoice or be sorrowful because of success or failure or some tribulation or some smooth sailing.
应当要有一个永恒的视野来看事情。
But we should have a different type of perspective of eternity.
哦，那这样能够帮助我们在服事当中拥有一个正确的心态。
So this will help us maintain a correct mentality when serving.
哦，不会因为啊，哦，这个啊，人起人落哦，让我们呢，哦，就怀忧丧志。
So that we will not find ourselves discouraged simply because of the different changes in people we see.
哦，也不会看到哦，这个哦，工作有没有果效，哦，就灰心，就丧志。
And that we will not be discouraged simply because the work we do is not fruitful.
哦，这也是永恒的观念，能够帮助我们在侍奉上，哦，有一个正确的看见。
And this is how the concept of eternity can help us perceive things correctly when serving God.
哦，所以对基督徒来说，我们拥有一个永恒的视野。
So for Christians, we see things through the lens of eternity.
这个是很重要的。
This is very important.
哦，这个能够帮助我们在今生的执着追求上能够做一个排序。
This helps us set the right priority in this life in our different pursuits.
什么轻，什么重，什么急，什么缓。
What is important? What is less important? What is more urgent and what is less urgent?
哦，什么是重要的？是哦，一定争取不可的。那什么又是不重要的？啊，可以哦，这个舍弃的。
What are the things that are important that we must pursue after? What are the things that are not important that we can forego?
我们都需要一个永生的视野。
We must be able to see things in this perspective of eternity.
而这个永生的视野，我们都已经得着了。
And this is a type of vision that we have all obtained already.
是因信基督而得着的。
We obtain this through believing in Jesus Christ.
我们求主耶稣让我们有真正的看见。
And we ask our Lord Jesus to be able to see truly.
好，让我们在信仰的生活，在侍奉的过程当中。
That whether in our lives of faith or in our servitude,
因着这个永恒的看见,
through this concept, this vision of eternity,
哦，能够得到帮助,
that we may receive help,
能够不错看自己, 也不错看别人,
that we will not misjudge ourselves and we will not misjudge other people.
再来唱诗,
so let's conclude with a hymn.
201首,
hymn number 201.
小弟服侍神也有一段时间。
I have served God for quite a while already.
也曾经灰心软弱过。
And there has been times when I was discouraged or feel weak.
每当灰心软弱的时候。
And every time in a moment of weakness or discouragement.
小弟总是回想神当日怎么选召，怎么带领。
I would always think back to when God had called me and how God had led me.
哦，所以每当这样的回想，哦，这样的数算。
So every time I remember and I start recounting.
哦，我们就可以看出，哦，永恒的神，哦，在短暂的人身上的计划。
We can see the plans that our God of eternity have on man who lives in these temporary moments. 哦
那也能够帮助小弟，也试着用神的永恒，的看见来做思考。
And it can also help me to use God's standpoint of eternity to help me think.
原来是神自己在工作。
And I realized that it was actually God who was doing all the work.
我们只不过是在配合。
We are simply trying to work with him.
原来伟大的使命并不代表伟大的自己。
Even though the commission is great, it doesn't mean that we are great.
当我们，当小弟有这样的看见的时候。
And when I came to this understanding,
我的恐惧，我的压力就消失了。
My fear and all the pressure I felt dissipated.
虽然我不知道明天会怎么样。
Even though I don't know what will happen tomorrow.
但我相信神牵着我的手。
But I believe that God will hold my hand.
这就是一种永恒的视野。
And this is having the perspective of eternity.
来面对我们今生的困难。
To face all the problems of this life.
所以我们每个弟兄姐妹，我们也可以试试看。
So this is something that all the brothers and sisters can also try.
哦, 我们已经得着永生了。
Because we have already gained everlasting life.
我们应该要永生的看见。
We should be able to also see things through the lens of eternal life.
来调整今生的焦距。
To adjust the things in this life.
哦, 让我们知道怎么priority, 哦, 来安排我们今生的目标跟追求。
To adjust the focus we have, the priorities we have.
哦, 求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we ask Lord Jesus to help us.
哦, 我们, 啊, 在祷告的时候, 哦, 我们也求神来带领我们明天, 啊, 我们的圣餐礼。
And in our prayers, let's also ask God to guide us in our sacrament of Holy Communion tomorrow.
哦, 我们一起同心祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray in one accord.